I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, the DNR's trout program is fully engaged in the annual fall trout stocking schedule, and it's a good time to be on the creek bank. We'll talk a little more about the fall fishing in a moment. Part two of the DNR, part two of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. The DNR every fall sets aside 2 weeks to stock some of the more popular trout streams, which can accommodate trout at this time of year. Mike Shingleton, who heads the program, says so far things have gone according to plan.
We've stocked everything that's scheduled to be stocked. There was one exception last week that we thought Rockcliffe Lake in Hardy County, because of the partial shutdown. The lake and campground were closed, but then we were able to stock it Friday. So everything's going normal. We've had a little bit of rain, but a little bit of flow in the streams, which is good. We're getting a little more today. And so far everything's going smoothly, just as expected.
In addition to those trout, you'll very likely find some that survived the summertime after they were stocked back in the spring. Since it was a mild summer, that will only enhance your fishing opportunities now.
We've had some reports of people, like up at Spruce Knob Lake. One of our law enforcement was up there, and we hadn't stocked yet, but yet there were several guys walking out with some trout that had been stocked last spring. And but we had a lot of good rain this past summer, kept temperatures fairly cool, and so there's been some holdover in some of the, traditional trout waters here in the mountains.
So what size trout can you expect?
We're stocking brood trout that we've spawned, and they've reached their limit of our use, and so we're stocking those, and then we're also stocking a number of regular trout, regular size, and they vary from some that are pretty nice, 12, 13 inches down to maybe 10 or 11.
And since the DNR does not grade those trout, you have a mix of the 6 and 7 inchers with the 12 or 13 inchers and the brooders, sometimes all in the same net going in. Shingleton says a lot of people look forward to this time of year.
There's a lot of interest and excitement about it. You get calls from people that have been going to this water or that water for 30 years, started going with their dads, and now they're taking their kids. So it's a very popular time. A lot of people like to come to the mountains to see the foliage and maybe do a little, hunting in conjunction with it. So, yeah, it's very popular.
Get the daily trout stocking report online at wvdnr.gov. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.